All right, what's up, everybody? This is the Rest of Oz podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
Dude, DC Hendrix, what in the world is happening already?
We are your weekly plug for everything professional wrestling, from the biggest moments, the wildest storyline, surprise returns, hot takes, everything in between. If it happens in the ring, we're talking about it. Before we get started, follow us on all social media platforms to get the updates, clips, and the behind-the-scenes takes. Let's get started. Hey. Pissed me off with this mask, man. I'm not even gonna lie.
It felt a little like Axiom when I had it on.
Nah, I mean, it does kind of look like an Axiom mask, so hey, you're right.
Listen, bro.
Not to be mistaken with Fraxium, but whatever.
You had a different age now, bro. You can't be wearing these masks, fucking around, pass out. You're too old for that shit.
Man, hey, it's ventilated. It's 3D printed. It's got foam in the inside. It's comfortable.
Listen, I can wear this thing. You still be a Power Ranger mask. I ain't even trying to hear about what yours got.
Look, I have to like literally create that to make it. So it's going to take me a few months.
Ain't this about a bitch? Hey, yo, so man, how y'all doing today?
Man, I'm doing great.
I'm doing good. Doing good. Elimination Chamber on Saturday. I'm pumped up.
Yep.
I'm ready for it, man. We got a nice little card. Hopefully WrestleMania is pretty good. I think the card for Chamber is pretty good. It looks a little predictable on surface, but maybe not because I thought the Royal Rumble was looking predictable. Then Manny picked Jordan Grace. So you never know. You never know what could happen on this pod.
You're never going to let me live that down, are you? I mean, why don't we just call it all out? I also picked someone who wasn't even in the Royal Rumble.
Pick Finn Balor to win the Men's Rumble.
Yeah,
man, you need to kick his ass for that one. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro.
Man, I'm going to put him in a big-ass headlock.
He just slid that one right. I'll probably just move this out so you never do that.
Right. Man, hey, just wait. Hey, you know what? You know what? We got a great show coming up next Saturday. Midwest Wrestling Combat presents Mayhem. I'm going to put your ass in a headlock.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Shout out, by the way, my boys.
How you going to put me in a headlock? You announcing.
What?
You announcing. How you going to put me in a headlock?
Just watch. I'll pull it off.
Ring announcer Manny T.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, follow him. Follow Manny T.
All right, man. Also, man, I hate to be like this, but are we giving out the announcement or is we just gonna wait?
I don't know. Voice, what are we doing?
Ooh. Yeah, you the boss. Let us know.
Yeah, you the boss.
That's crazy. I mean, really, I didn't want to be the one to announce me.
Yeah, DC, why don't you announce it?
Yeah, DC more smooth with it, man. He like, you know, he give out the more professional look on it. Where right. I would be like, you know, so, hey, what's good? We on a new network, baby.
Very soon, we are teaming up with my good friends over at BodySlam.net. So we have, you know, I've been working with Body Slam for a long time, at least the last 2 or 3 years or so. I've attended PLEs on behalf of Body Slam. I've been to Royal Rumble. I've been to Backlash on behalf. I went to the NXT debut on the CW network, and it's just time. You know, we've done this podcast for the last couple of years, and I wanted to find a new platform for us and help us reach new wrestling fans. And I hit up my boy Cass, who was the owner of Body Slam, and was just like, yo, I think it's about time we partner up. I think WrestleHolics and Body Slam are along the same lines. We have the same beliefs and we have the same end goal, which is to provide great content for our wrestling fans. And that's why we're teaming up today. So Body Slam, WrestleHolics, the handshake is official. We are joining Body Slam, baby. WrestleHolics in the building.
Let's go.
Man, let's go. I was happy about it once I figured out the whole thing. You know, I'll be reading our group message late, so I'll wake up to something. I'm like, wait, DC got a bone? What? I don't know. So, I mean, I'm happy about the opportunity. More lists on us, man. Also, appreciate the other networks we had teamed up to it in the past few years. Appreciate them giving us the space to start off with and then just hope to do something in the near future with everybody in Body Slam. So happy to be part of the family.
Absolutely. We got a big event coming up next month that we'll be talking about soon in the next couple of weeks. That will be our, I don't want to say assignment, first assignment with Body Slam, but kind of, it kind of feels like that. So a lot of things in the works. WrestleHawk is going to be very busy, but we have another show right here in our hometown of Fort Wayne, Indiana, an indie wrestling show with a lot of OVW wrestlers, pretty much like top to bottom, a lot of OVW wrestlers on the card, which we're big fans of OVW. So a lot of wrestlers on that card will be here in our hometown. We'll be getting footage of that. So I'm trying to do a little bit more indie wrestling too. I know a lot of people, we all love WWE, we all love AEW, but it's always nice to see an indie wrestling show and support them as well. So we're lucky to have one right in our hometown. So tons of stuff coming from the WrestleHolics.
Oh, yeah. And your boy, like DC said, your boy is going to be on the mic, announcing everything, announcing all the matches, talking all kinds of mess like I always do. You know, I'm not just a keyboard warrior. I don't sit behind a camera and talk smack. I'll talk smack to your face. Ask Drew.
Man, gonna get beat up in public. I ain't gonna help either. I ain't got time when I'm trying to pick a fight with everybody. Like, sit down, shit.
Manny do be the first one. He'd be ready to fight, man. Like, WWE's fake, bro. It's fake, man. Okay? We can't do that. There's a reason why they say, don't try this at home.
Yeah. I'm not trying it at home. It's not trying when you're doing it.
All right, man.
All right.
I'm not bailing you out of jail.
I'm going to mess around and meet a Gunther somewhere.
Look, just like WWE, these great hands are rated E for everyone.
Give you a nice little chop.
Look, I got body slammed, so I'm ready to go.
Man, what would you do if somebody just started Jacob chopping? Braun. What would you do if you was about to fight somebody and they just chopped you like Gunther?
You know what I would do?
They just started chopping you like Gunther.
You know what I'd do? Woo! Every time they chop me.
You know what I'd do, DC, if I saw it? You know what I'd do if I saw it? Ooh, hey. You ain't got to worry about me jumping in, buddy.
Also, random question. Why is he not in the chamber?
That's a great thing.
That don't make any sense. There has been nobody hotter than Gunther lately. Why is Gunther not in the Elimination Chamber?
Because he ain't trying to retire nobody in the chamber. He only retires wrestlers. That is his main duty.
I mean, look. You know, we've had our fair share of Gunther talk on this podcast last couple of weeks. And no matter how we feel about, personally, how we feel about his run and how he's been booked, there's no reason why he shouldn't be on this.
The Hingaral.
I mean, look, I don't even know who I would take off.
What are you talking about, Manny? What was that you just did right there?
I don't even know. I tried to skip over it.
Okay, all right, cool.
He's just making random noises over there. Like, I don't even know what's happening down there. Okay. But yeah, it's time, y'all. Hopefully y'all ready, because Elimination Chamber is coming up in a few days, and it's time. Whether y'all ready or not, it's time to make predictions. It's time to preview. Comment section is open. We're streaming live on our Facebook page at WrestleHolics. We're on our YouTube, WrestleHolics, as well. Subscribe there if you haven't already. And we're streaming live on my X account at DC Hendrix. So, yeah, it's time.
I was trying to find it, and I'm like, where is our live at? It's on DC's page. That's why.
Yeah, you gotta have the check mark.
Oh.
I'm not
voice shit.
Boy, shit.
Look, so technically, if you don't have 1 million followers, you have to pay for it. But I had that check more. Y'all know I had that way before Musk. So
I was grandfathered in.
I had to keep my stuff, but I'm not paying for WrestleHolics to have one unless one of y'all want to. That's Manny Pockets over there.
Whoa.
Manny Bags.
Relax.
I do need to retweet from there, though. So go ahead. Our first match, I'm going to put y'all on while I retweet. Let's do this one first, because I have a feeling they're probably going to start with the chamber, to be honest. Let's start here, though. Becky Lynch, AJ Lee for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. We'll start with that one. Who you got?
I got Becky Lynch.
Oof.
For the sole purpose of Becky has not beat AJ yet, and I don't think AJ can carry a title like she used to. So Becky finally gets her get back on AJ, and AJ just pieces out. It's been a fun ride. You know, I was the biggest one that was happy when AJ returned, and I'll probably be the happiest one when AJ leaves.
That's kind of crazy. All right, so you know what I think? What if this match don't, I guess, end in a win for either one? What if Bay get herself disqualified so this can lead on to a WrestleMania match?
Then I'll be even more upset.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I just like to rage bait, as you guys say. Clearly. No, honestly, I think this is a
WrestleMania match, to be honest. Like, yeah. I was confused why we were doing this at Chamber. Just a personal opinion of mine. Like, I feel like, I feel like somebody else could be facing Becky for this title at this, and then like I would like AJ to screw her again, or like not make her lose the title, obviously, because then we can't get the title match. But like just being involved again, you know. At least trying to frustrate her, trying to get her rattled, and then, you know, kind of further that feud into WrestleMania, because this is a WrestleMania match. I'm confused on why this is at Chamber. So hopefully I could see something happening to where there's no finish, there's a no contest, like a disqualification or something. Becky retains off disqualification, and so we get a rematch at WrestleMania. I'd like that because this is, like I said, I mean, who else is Becky Lynch or AJ Lee? Otherwise, do we even get this title defended at WrestleMania? Because who else are they going to face at this point?
Or rock with me here, okay? Rock with me on this one.
I don't know, Manny. You've been losing some points lately, bro, with that Jordan Gray shit.
AJ wins. AJ wins, right?
But yeah, you got to slap him sooner or later.
That's my last one.
Just wait. At the end of March, when I see you, it's gonna be all hands on deck, okay?
All right, go ahead.
But rock with me real quick. So AJ interfered in a match a couple weeks ago, right?
Yep.
She came to the rescue of someone, right?
Yeah.
Becky then, you know, interferes in another match with someone else. What if AJ does win at Elimination Chamber? And said person, the low-key legend Natty, is next man up because Natty's tired of seeing AJ getting in her way. Tired of her interfering with her and Maxine's little puppy feud that's going on. And she's like, you know what? Bump this. Let's go to Mania. Let's fight. And Becky costs AJ the title the same way AJ cost Becky the title. And we already know Natty wants to fight Becky. So in a full circle, Becky beats Natty to get her title back.
Okay.
That's a SummerSlam match.
Yeah. That's kind of a lot happening.
Yeah, that's Triple H match, dragging though. It out.
That's a Triple H story, though.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
They're definitely pushing Natty right now, which I'm cool with, 100%. Y'all know how I feel about Natty. I'm definitely cool with her getting that push. I just think that's a lot happening. And moving that moves us really far ahead. I have Becky retaining as well. I'm kind of starting to lean where Manny, I'm starting to lean like a no contest, like a disqualification or something. I still feel like this is a WrestleMania match. So I feel like this ends in no disqualification. I don't know about interference. I just think Becky might lose her shit. And like, I could even see her purposely getting disqualified. Like I could just see Becky like just crashing out.
And to be honest with you, that's still a win for Becky.
Correct. Yes.
I'm like, is all the win goes for AJ just because, hey, now I get a WrestleMania.
Yep. Yeah. So I got Becky technically winning, but I would have no disqualification for that one, but I'm just hoping for a good match. I mean, it has a lot of potential. AJ Lee looked good in her first match back at WrestlePalooza. I thought she looked pretty good. Got that ring rust off. And who better to go in the ring against than the best in the world, right? Yeah. I mean,
as stated,
I'm not saying it. Everyone's saying it.
Yeah. Okay? As stated by ESPN.
And Bleacher Report.
Yeah. As stated by the New York Times.
Yeah. So.
Am I missing one?
We all got Becky.
Yep.
Nobody has AJ Lee. That's shocking. That's shocking. I thought Manny was going to go AJ Lee.
Nah. I like AJ. I still love she's one of my favorite. But for the storyline, if AJ does win, it's because of that.
Comment section is open, too, if you want to get your predictions and your thoughts on the matches and who you think is going to win. So let's move to the next match where I want to go next. Let's go ahead. Let's get into the chambers. Let's get into the chambers. Let's go to the Women's Elimination Chamber. stuff. Who wins? Who will win the women's elimination chamber match? We got Kiana James, Asuka, Kel Rodriguez, Alexa Bliss, Rhea Ripley, and Tiffany Stratton.
Who's going first?
You. Go ahead. Go ahead. Drew, you seem like you anxious to get it off your chest.
Ooh. All right.
The winner all faces right. Jade.
What'd you say?
Winner faces Jade.
All right, man. So one is not going to be Jordynne Grace. So my person I'm picking.
Hey, that wasn't me this time. Hey, look. Hey, look. Manny. Look, I told you I was done. That wasn't me.
My bad. I apologize.
Yeah, I got you. Bro. I got you, bro. All
right, man.
But gotta make some changes real quick.
Okay. Well, you got her.
All right, man. So, the person I'm picking is Raquel Rodriguez. Yes. I just think this, I think she deserves a WrestleMania match. And I don't mean as a tag team or anything. I want to see her go one-on-one on a big stage. I think she really deserves the moment. I mean, yeah, some people pick Rhea or Tiffany, but, I mean, that's just a repeat of, well, I guess with Jade. But then also, I think Tiffany going to sneak her way into WrestleMania. And Matt, probably going to be a triple threat match.
Like now, so you have Raquel, Tiffany, and Jade in a triple threat?
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Who you got, Manny?
I got Jordynne Grace.
All right. So now you hey, just.
Thanks for being on the Wrestle Hawks podcast, man. I'm Drew.
Since y'all want to joke. No, Loki. No, for real, though. As much as Kiana James is going to be a dark horse in this match, because she's literally in the chamber with four of those women are former world heavyweight champions. Mm-hmm. But part of me wants to say Asuka, but I'm going to go for the safe pick, and I'm going to say Rhea Ripley. Simply for the fact that it's WrestleMania season.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go with the other safe choice and say Tiffany Stratton. Mm-hmm. But if Tiffany wins, we're still going to see a triple threat match.
Yeah, I honestly am with Drew. I believe that it is going to be a triple threat match. I think the final two will be Rhea Ripley and Tiffany Stratton. Rhea wins. Tiffany finds her way into WrestleMania. That's our triple threat. Rhea will be in a triple threat 2 years in a row.
no, so y'all know how I'm not a big fan of these matches.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, there has been some matches where I'm like, hey, that match was great. And it's usually been by the women.
Yeah, it's usually the War Games matches that you like more, but Drew loves triple threat matches.
Loves them. I just look. So while I want to pick Tiffany to get her, you know, her rematch with Jade, it's like I just don't feel like I feel like WrestleMania is like Rhea Ripley Jade. I'm not sure that WWE is ready to put Jade and Tiffany in a ring at WrestleMania and hope that everything goes well. If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying? WrestleMania is a big stage for that. Jade has not, for me personally, you know, this is just me. I don't feel like Jade is ready for that. Tiffany might be ready because she's already proved it, right? Tiffany's already proved she's ready. I'm not sure Jade is ready for that because she's gonna. Tiffany would have to carry, but it's safer to have Rhea Ripley and Jade. Cause it's a bigger profile match, but it's also safer throwing in Rhea Ripley, who's the most over woman in wrestling right now. Like, it's easy to do that. That's the choice to make here. And sometimes you just unfortunately have to go chalk. And I think this is one of those times. I think Rhea Ripley is going to win this chamber. It's also very telling that Io didn't get in. I think there's something there too, that Io didn't get in. Rhea did get in. Rhea wins the chamber, and it might start causing a little distraction from those tag titles they holding. So I got Rhea winning as well.
How you feel, Drew? Speak on it.
I don't like none of our answers, to be honest with you.
Who did you have again? You
had Raquel. Raquel. I had Raquel.
I didn't like Raquel. I didn't like Raquel.
Say that again.
I said I didn't like Raquel. I don't see Raquel winning this at all.
Gotcha. So I mean, like I said, I'm not even 100% sure, but that's a good pick for me.
And so who I would want to win? I would want Alexa Bliss to win. That's who I would want to win.
Yeah, but how do you make Alexa or an Asuka or even a Kiana James look dominant against? I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Jade Cargo looks like a premier athlete. So how do you make an Alexa Bliss or a Kiana James or an Asuka look that imposing against her?
They don't have to be. That's why. That's why they're opposite of her.
Okay. I like that, Manny. So my thing, maybe it should be Tiffany again. If you're talking about as someone that's athletic,
yeah,
we might as well let Tiffany be that one and not even be a triple threat match. It's at the point like, hey, let him go.
Yeah.
Even with Jay, like, Jay gonna have to do this sooner or later. Like, we can't babysit her.
She's gonna have to learn to wrestle. I mean, Beyonce learned to dance.
I just think the way WWE is right now, like, I know y'all seen Raw, bro.
What?
I know y'all seen Raw.
What?
The way WWE is right now, it's very risky to lay an egg at WrestleMania right now. Like, fans are starting to get fed up.
Let's talk about a tweet someone put out on Monday night.
I'm about to say, it's a sink or swim, to be honest with you, man. Like I said, we can't babysit these wrestlers.
Yeah. I mean, Jade's been a champion for over 100 days now. She's, what, defended the title once? Twice, maybe?
I agree, but how is that reign gone?
I mean, she's generated a lot of heat. I get it, but you know, well, they're not doing anything with it. Like they're just letting. They got to give her some. They got to give her some push. They got to give her more TV time.
If y'all watched WWE Unreal, all I hear is them saying it's what's best for business. That's all I hear them saying. Rhea Ripley is the pick.
Yeah. You remember when what's best for business drove a group that almost drove that company into the ground? I mean, when the authority was running WWE, no one was watching. The authority was like killing programming.
I'm sticking with Rhea. So are y'all changing your picks?
No, I'm staying with Rhea.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna stay with Raquel, man. Let's see if I can have a miracle.
We're gonna have to get a graphic out of this because I want to start sharing graphics.
Yeah.
Those. So this is the match that it's probably bathroom break, to be honest.
Dang.
I mean, look, that's why the question, any chance or scenario, give me anything other than CM Punk winning. That's all I want to know. Because, like, I kind of do like a potential triple threat at WrestleMania, but I also just want CM Punk Roman. Like, yes. And the only reason I would want a triple threat at Mania is because I like Finn Balor, and I believe that he does deserve a shot. But I think Finn Balor loses this match because of his buddies, the Judgment Day.
Exactly. Okay.
The Judgment Day interferes when he told him not to. He told him not to come out. They're going to do it anyway. They make him lose. So Finn's like, all right, bet. I told you not to come out. You still came out after I told you. That title's mine.
Finn, I like that.
Mysterio at WrestleMania.
So I like that.
Finn loses because of the Judgment Day, so CM Punk retains here. But I'm all ears. Anybody give me any other scenario? I am intrigued because, like, what are we getting here? Anybody got any chance scenario that Finn Balor beats CM Punk?
There's no scenario that Finn beats him.
I think this is the part where we finally get the end of the Judgment Day.
I've been saying that forever, though.
Huh?
I feel like we've been saying that for so long.
But is it? This seems like this is finally it right here. It could be right here. Like, what?
We did a whole dedication to the Judgment Day like 2 years ago.
That was last year.
That was like 2 years ago.
That was Drew's favorite podcast too. Drew's favorite episode.
That was a good episode. That was a great episode, but. It was too early, apparently, because the Judgment Day ain't going nowhere.
They're like cockroaches.
I feel like you keep saying this, Drew. I hope you're right. I really do hope you're right. But I'm done. Like, at this point, like, I just feel like the Judgment Day is going on forever right at this point.
Man, I hate you for that.
I give up. Judgment Day is forever.
But like, all right, so say Finn Balor lose straight up.
Okay.
Man, y'all really just wasted our time. It's probably going to turn out to be a good match, but y'all just literally wasted our time. We could have did something different with this. Or don't give Finn Balor another rematch. Like, let's end Judgment Day now, unless y'all really got something special coming up for WrestleMania.
Did you really just call him Ben Fowler?
I don't know. I was about to burp, too, so my bad.
I think you said Ben Fowler. Well, which, hey, I mean, it's kind of fitting, though, because they've basically treated this man like a joke. You know, he's been the punchline of the Judgment Day since he got in there. You know, he's only won tag team gold. They won't give him a singles title, which he deserves a singles title. I'm sorry. I'm going to advocate for Finn the same way I advocated for Jay. You know, I think Finn should get a title right now. It's not going to happen. Why? Because you now have the two biggest superstars in WWE outside of
Cody Rhodes. For Jay. You know, I think Finn should get a title.
One of y'all playing something. Back a video.
Yeah, but anyways, got two of the biggest stars in WWE right now about to go head to head. Who's not going to want to watch that?
Yeah.
I mean, literally two generational talents about to collide. There's no way Finn wins.
Yeah, I agree. I think Dominic tries to help Finn, does too much, makes him lose. CM Punk, go to sleep. Finn's pissed, challenges Dom at WrestleMania for his title. And that's how I think he beats Dom at WrestleMania. I hope not, though. I hope Dom beats him. I think that's how it should go.
100% agree.
I think Dom should beat him.
Yeah, I guess there really ain't no other opponent for Dom except Finn.
That's why this has to happen, because right now because Dom's not in a feud.
No. Well, he is, but it's not in WWE. He's
right. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's what happens with that match. So, neither one of y'all got any scenario, huh?
No.
I thought Manny was going to be able to come up with one.
You can't spin this one. Even the greatest match spinner, you know, the one who called Seth Rollins joining with Paul Heyman, I can't spin this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I did call one right.
You did. You did it. You did it. You did a great job. sorry. I wanted to say it so bad, but I'm not going to do it.
Still beat Jordan Grace.
So the one, this is the one everybody's been waiting for. This is who faces Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. Got these boys. Wait, why is CM Punk in this graphic? That's the wrong graphic.
I was going to say Gunther's in that graphic.
Yeah, Gunther's in it too. Bro, why is that one? Okay, anyway.
This guy here.
I should have double-checked that before I did that. Why would somebody make a fake? There it is.
Hey, by the way, the mullet's starting to flow.
The what?
So you already know who I'm picking.
Oh, my God, man. I hope we don't get the bag too soon.
What'd you say, Manny?
I said, you already know who I'm picking. He's probably not in the chamber, but whatever.
I hope we don't get
Finn Balor again?
Yep.
You think Finn Balor's going to enter the chamber?
Yeah.
And when the chamber go on the...
Go on to SummerSlam.
Get a rematch, face CM Punk?
At SummerSlam.
All right.
I can't get this graphic to open.
Just give up, man.
So this is what I'm going to do. All right, there we go. I'm going to present it.
Skadoosh.
This guy.
I give up. We're not doing it. So, men's Elimination Chamber. We got, who's in it? Javon Evans.
Yep.
We got Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Raheem, Cody Rhodes.
Trick Willie. Let's talk about it.
The Anointed One.
Got Trick. Hey, and his Lemon Pepper Steppas.
Yep.
Trick Williams. Got Randy Orton, the Viper.
He hears voices.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was kidding. That was my Royal Rumble pick. I can't get off now. And Jey Uso.
Yeah, hold on. Pause. stop right there. Let's talk about Monday night.
Jey Uso.
Bronson Reed dropped that running senton. You watched his bicep tear. I don't know if y'all caught that the same way I caught him. I watched him tear his bicep the same way I watched Ali catch break her leg in real time. That was gruesome.
Maybe I got to watch it again.
You can see it.
I honestly didn't see a whole lot when I was watching. Like, I didn't see, like, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't watching right, but I didn't see anything too graphic.
Man, you see a little ripple in his arm.
Man, he just trying to put in his PTO.
He's trying to put in his PTO.
Yeah, he was like, man, I'm sick of this vision shit.
I would be too.
All these dudes hurt. Man, I'm out here with Logan Paul. Yo, Paul, get me out of here.
He's just trying to not get beat up by a masked man.
Yeah.
They're giving us the okie doke like Seth Rollins again?
No, you can't do that twice. Fake injury?
Why not?
Go get your CDLs while you're at it.
Now, the story was, though, that Bronson Reed was supposed to win that match. He was scheduled to win that match. They had to adapt, and Jey Uso wins because it's Jey Uso. That's what you do. I mean, did you want El Grande Americano, Drew?
I damn near.
Nah.
The dog answered?
Dog said, yep.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Grande. Yeah, those are the guys that's in it, man. It's time to make predictions. Drew, you go first. Who you got?
I'm in between.
No, in between. I pick one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you got to pick
no,
one.
There ain't no ties in Chambers, bro.
Boy, I'm about to get sick of y'all sometimes. You know
you got
to
pick one and tell us why it's Raheem.
Raheem.
All right, don't piss me off, man, because I'm trying to figure out I don't want to have another triple threat match at WrestleMania. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
He's trying to figure out the best way to tell us he's picking Cody Rhodes. See?
I mean, it's Cody Rhodes because he's in a feud with Drew McIntyre. Why wouldn't
he? Yeah, that's like, let's be for real.
So is Randy Orton, though.
Yeah, but also LA Knight.
Who?
Really, Manny?
All right, Manny. All right.
Manny be raised, baby, bro.
All right. Two.
That's right. Two. That's strike two.
Strike two. Okay, Jordan Grace. You want to talk about strike two?
Oh, no. I left it alone after my first time. I just happened to laugh at DC jokes.
That's why we do our podcast on StreamYard now. We're about to fight each other the next time we see it.
Right. No, y'all about to get really cussed out in real time. That's what y'all about to see. I'm not trying to show
you ever watch the podcast and watch the host beef live on.
Like, I'm trying to show these people at Body Slam I'm a cool dude. I ain't a fucking crash out, but y'all pissing me off.
Hey, this is worse than the Breakfast Club.
I bet they ain't never seen the host beef with each other.
Man, they're gonna see it all right. Raw and uncut.
Whose idea was it to have a 3-man show?
Man. Listen, it's gonna be one man in a second. Y'all keep pissing me off.
He about to call Carlos and Cedric.
All right. All right, man. So my thing is, I really think LA Knight should be at WrestleMania.
I agree.
Now, should it be? Does the match fit? I guess that kind of standard. Drew versus LA Knight, the main event. Is that the one they want to sell? Probably not. That's why. Excuse me. That's why I got to go straight to Cody. This guy. Yeah. 2.5. So that's why I got Cody, man.
I ain't never seen nobody get half a strike before. Drew be a nice play.
I'm sparing him right now.
Sparing you, Manny.
Drew ain't even a parent. He's like 2.5.
Yeah, I got Cody too, man. I ain't going to lie. It's just... And Manny brought up something, man. He brought up those famous words, a triple threat, and this got me kind of annoyed. Because why we about to get Drew, Cody Rhodes, and Jacob Fatu at WrestleMania?
Yep. It's going to be the first WrestleMania where both main events are a triple threat match. And all jokes aside, I am picking Cody Rhodes because of that. It's going to be a triple threat match. I mean... Jacob's doing media tours right now. I mean, he was on Busted Open Radio. You know what I mean?
Trick doing media tours too, though.
That's because he's the anointed one. The anointed one has to do media tours.
Maybe the anointed one has to win chamber.
Who's going to fight? Obafemi?
Who?
Trick.
Drew McIntyre.
It was a joke.
What you mean? He said when he came, he coming for it all.
We'll see. But I think Cody Rhodes is gonna win. We'll get the triple threat match.
Trick Willie. Anybody watching right now got faith in Trick Willie? Anybody?
None. Silent.
Anybody?
Silencio.
I want Trick to win. I ain't gonna lie to you. I want Trick Williams to win. Because personally, I'm tired of Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre. Just me personally. I was over it. I'm over it by now. Like, just move on. Come on. You lost, buddy. You lost.
Adrenaline in his soul, bro.
Nah, bro. Well, he need to find it again because he's taking L's.
That's two.
So you counting strikes for me now? For Drew?
No, I'm talking about Drew saying he's got adrenaline in his soul.
Oh, so he got a strike. Okay.
That's two.
Oh, Drew, if we count strikes for Drew, he been struck out. Okay, here we go. Adam has Young OG.
Oh, he waits till the end of the show to show up? The most hated watch viewer decides typical.
He still showed up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He must have just got out the gym.
Talking about practice.
Practice?
Talking about practice. Young OG, there's no way Javon Evans wins this match, though. I would.
All he about to do is climb on top of the cage, flip off it one time, and then get eliminated second.
Honestly, if Finn Dom doesn't happen at WrestleMania, I'd like Javon Evans and Dom at WrestleMania.
That'd be good.
For the title. We cooking yet? I mean, look.
I can't see it just yet.
No? I could. I could. And then Finn makes Dom lose. And then we can get their feud without a title, which the feud doesn't need a title.
So how about this? So Cody wins, right? We get a triple threat match. Fatu takes out McIntyre. Cody pins, Fatu. And then we get RKOs everywhere setting up the next feud for Cody.
That'd be fire.
Yeah.
I like that. I've been waiting for Randy Orton, Cody, bro.
Man, I need a dark.
We've obviously seen them in the past, but not at this level, right?
Yeah.
Like, not to this stature. Cody Rhodes is, I mean, for the first time, he's bigger than Randy Orton.
Yeah. I need a dark-haired Cody Rhodes, heel Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton.
That'd be fire. I'm cool with that. I want Trick Williams to win. That's who I want to win.
I know that.
But
everyone wants Trick Williams to win.
My official pick is Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes wins. We get this fucking rematch of Cody Drew again.
Oh, man.
Jacob Fatu. I mean, look, at this point, throw Fatu in it just because it's different. Like, I'm tired of Drew and Cody, dude. Like,
but every fight, he's in control.
Yeah.
All right. That's strike three. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, like, Drew done struck out a couple times.
That was the worst delivery of all of them.
My goodness, he struck out the side all three times.
I had to, man. It was right.
Oh, went down swinging at air.
So, we all got Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
No Randy Orton's.
Nah.
I mean,
no LA Knight.
Give me that.
No Jey Uso?
Who?
Hell no.
Jey Uso?
Hell no.
No Jay? Hey, no. Julie, you ain't got no love for Jay?
No, hell no. Nah. You pissing me off. Right, every time we go down my algorithm, like, it's always him doing it, like, his top five botches. I'm like, bro, like, you got to do something about this. I can't respect his tag team run right now, but that's only because I don't like them belts. I don't know. There's something personal going on with me and the belts.
Them belts are ugly.
Yeah, I just hate them belts.
They just don't have no prestige. Like, honestly, like, none of the tag belts do.
Nope. I mean, the Vanity Project just won the NXT titles.
I seen that yesterday.
I don't know. You're completely right. Don't got no type of, like, I don't know, like, pride into it.
I don't say he wasn't even supposed to be in it.
Yeah.
He could win, though.
Facts.
You know? I mean, look, sometimes you got to let that underdog win.
You're going to piss me off.
Ain't no underdog.
I went from being the biggest Jey Uso supporter to no more. Stop. Yeah.
And you've seen it. If you watch WWE Unreal, like, you could see it. Like, they were hesitant, remember?
Yeah.
Before they even had him win the Rumble, they were hesitant. They're like, is this a guy that we can, you know, can he rise to the occasion? Like, you know, like, he's over right now, but it's about what you do afterwards, after you win.
Yeah.
I think he had gotten a place where it was like, I mean, he might probably was trying too hard. For a lot of his botches, at least. Or, like, he was trying too hard in the promos. And, like, I don't know. It was just, I guess, I don't know. He just fumbled it, pretty much, plain and simple.
It was his gimmick.
Yeah.
His gimmick is what killed his luster. The whole yeet movement. I mean, I liked it when Jey was, like, real. When he was, like, deep, wearing all black. And he was cutting promos in his feelings. And then we get this yeet out of nowhere, and I'm just like, yeah, that's the downfall.
That's because we're not the audience for it, Manny. That's not us. We're unks.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Whenever we do go to our next event, he there. I ain't gonna lie, I'm still gonna eat all that. Like,
exactly. Yeah, Manny is too. So like, quit. Yeah. Manny go exact. Manny gonna be the first one.
Like, Nick.
So hey. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Be doing all that. Yeah, Roman did that because I didn't get to do it. Yeah,
and then he eliminated him.
So Manny, so we made all our picks. Run through them one more time before we talk about the last thing with NXT that you wanted to talk about. So,
all right, so we all got Cody.
We all got Cody in the men's chamber.
Yep.
Women's chamber. Did we all pick? No, me and you picked Rhea,
and he picked Raquel. Yep.
I'm embarrassed.
Shut
up. Might as well pick Jordynne Grace.
That might be just as bad. Oh, I mean, at least she has a 1-6 opportunity to win. Jordynne was 1-30 and didn't last very long, Manny. So sorry. You did it. I wasn't even gonna bring it up. Like, damn.
Got her up out of here real fast.
Hey,
I ain't losing no Jordynne Grace. I flipped her up out of here.
So,
anyways, all right. We all picked Becky.
Yeah, we all picked Becky. And then CM Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is, like you said, I think this is one of the more predictable cards.
Or is it?
I don't know.
Raquel wins, I win.
Drew, like, I'm going to keep it 100. If Raquel wins this match,
he'll buy you a bottle.
Yes, for Expo.
All right, hold on.
And if she loses?
If she loses.
Drew buys us a bottle.
Yeah, maybe y'all should just some drunks, man. That's what it is, man. Y'all trying to sneak away to get me to go.
Alcoholics.
My pick ain't that. I mean, my pick is bad, but goddamn. Like,
welcome to the alcoholics. I mean, WrestleHolics.
Yeah, like, listen, I don't even got no confidence if I got to pay for my drink. Yours, yep, look. If I win, you are sound more legit. Like, hey, that could have happened with anybody.
Right.
I just had a bad guess.
No,
hey. I lose. Look, I lose. Like, oh, you're dumbass. Like, no, bro.
Y'all got an alcohol problem.
The risk and the reward don't look good on my end.
It does not. No. We was hoping you fall for it, but I know. We'll think of something. But yeah, we gotta have some kind of stakes.
I pay for dinner or something.
Our end has to be like outrageous.
I like that. I like that, Drew.
What do you say?
Who pays for dinner if Raquel loses?
Oh, Kilroy's. But we'll explain that later. I ain't gonna say what.
Okay. Bet.
That's for a Patreon.
Yeah, we gotta say that. So Manny, go ahead and bring up the last topic that you wanted to bring up for today. I'll give you the floor.
So. I was scrolling through the old X Twitter, whatever you want to call it, today on my lunch break. And I stumbled across this article that said NXT Stand and Deliver is no longer attached to WrestleMania weekend. How do we feel about that when Stand and Deliver was born out of WrestleMania's shadow? It was born to be the resistance against mainstream. And it did exactly that. It outshined
laughing at
you. I mean, we got Gargano. We got one of the greatest Gargano matches out of NXT, Stand and Deliver. Their very first Stand and Deliver completely outshined that WrestleMania. And now they detached them, have it 2 weeks earlier. I'm not happy about it. I think Stand and Deliver versus WrestleMania is the perfect measuring stick that WWE needs.
Not only doing it 2 weeks apart, but not even in the same town, not even in the same state.
Exactly.
Not even in the same region.
Yeah, not even in the same arena. Like it always. Well, no, they did in New York. They had a Hammerstein Ball, and then you know MetLife Stadium.
Cool. So, yeah. Drew, you go first.
All right, so I got a big problem with it. So ever since we started this podcast, I think one thing I've always let people know is when it came up to NXT, Stand and Deliver was like the show I'm going to automatically watch. So having it like, being a pre-show, it also gave me an introduction to certain wrestlers. A lot of wrestlers, over the years, they have showed that that this day is the most important day. They like this is their WrestleMania for real. Like I remember seeing the Melo, Bronson Reed. Mandy Rose and her entrances out there. Like, dude, it felt like a miniature WrestleMania, if that makes sense. So the fact that y'all doing it in another city, another state, like that's kind of boring. But then also, I think I told y'all before the show, this is where it messes up. It's like y'all ain't selling the tickets right now for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Now it's gonna be hard for y'all to sell Stand and Deliver tickets as well. It's like, all right, we're not going to WrestleMania, but we also know you're gonna raise the price on Stand and Deliver, so it doesn't make no sense.
Hold up, they're gonna sell Stand and Deliver
at the right price, but it's still Vegas.
It's gonna be the right price. They weren't even honestly Stand and Deliver prices weren't even bad last year for Las Vegas. They weren't even bad. Like a good seat was like a couple $100.
But also,
that's like by the ring, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, those were tickets like by the ring. WrestleMania, like, you got to pay like $600-$700 just to say you went. Yeah. Take a picture from the top. Like,
you know, I imagine what parking and stuff is like.
And yeah, look, they're going to have to do something because.
And then I want to say, DC, have you been to Vegas before?
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to say as well, like, that walk ain't going to be no joke either.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Man, depending where how far you gotta get.
I have no desire to go to Vegas for anything. I'm sorry. I've been there once. I'm good. I can see it somewhere else. I differ from your guys' opinion a little bit on this. I actually think this is a sign of them taking NXT a different route on its own because it's gotten so big that it is ready to be on its own. Like, I know we were talking trash about it last week and all that stuff, but like actually, like what is actually happening in NXT is they're like really getting numbers. Like they're getting viewers, bro.
Yeah.
More than ever before.
I don't know. I don't
more than ever, bro. Like it's
yes, it's gonna still get its views, but I don't know. I feel like it takes
I think they're separating the two. For multiple reasons. One is because they're struggling with ticket sales for WrestleMania. So they want that to be the main focus so they can push those. Once again, TKO not understanding what we want as fans and just not simply just lowering the fucking prices. But at this point, all the tickets have been bought anyway. They're just being resold. So there's nothing they can do about it at this point because they're all resale tickets anyway at this point. So that's something they're trying to do just to separate. You know, to try to put more attention on WrestleMania, but also I could see it being, like I said, separating NXT from that because NXT is doing so well on its own. Why not give Stand and Deliver its own weekend and its own attention? And that way it doesn't have to share the spotlight with WrestleMania. Now it gets all the attention that it deserves on its own.
I don't think it ever shared the spotlight. I think it always had its own spotlight, but it was whose spotlight's going to shine brighter. And I think, yes, we got some great WrestleManias that followed a very great NXT Stand and Deliver. But is that great WrestleMania a product of having to be better than the Stand and Deliver that was put on literally hours before that? You know, you stop and you look, you're like, dang, they really just tore down the house. How are we going to top that? You know, So maybe having that stand to deliver that early or earlier that day is a product of having a great WrestleMania, because now the main roster guys are seeing quote unquote developmental tearing down the house.
Mm-hmm. I think that's another reason too. It's probably the early call time for those superstars having to be at the arena like 8 a.m. Like that's kind of rough.
I'd rather be
after traveling. Like that's kind of rough, bro. Like,
well, it's not in Saudi Arabia, at least this year.
I see a lot of different reasons why this happens. I'm not as heard about it as y'all, just because I think it could have been multiple reasons. And I personally like that NXT is going to get its own shine now on its own weekend. I like it.
We'll have to wait and see what
and
happens.
It's still before WrestleMania, so that's still going to be in our mind. Like, man, they tore the roof off of Stand and Deliver a couple weeks ago. Now WrestleMania really going to have to bring it. And so it may not have been the day before still, but like I still think you're still gonna have that same effect where they're gonna have to step it up.
Actually, y'all, I just thought of one thing. I'm actually kind of happy about it now, only because I guess I don't want to see people. You know, they got the little band going on for WrestleMania, like certain miles or whatever from the bar or whatever from the show. Like you can have like a WrestleMania party or nothing like that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I got big. I won't go to WrestleMania at all. So yeah, bro, stuff like that. I don't know, man. It affects the brand. Like, it kind of make you don't want to be a fan at times. Like, just quit doing this petty stuff to get an extra dollar from us.
Right.
Like, dude, we're not paying $300,000 for nosebleed.
Yeah, $1 million. Too much.
Watch it from the crib for free.
That's my manager rant, though. But. Next time, Amari.
Yeah, so, man, we appreciate everybody watching. I'm about to go watch AEW, man. AEW got some bangers on tonight. Got women's tag team titles on.
Yep.
MJF and Hangman Adam Page are getting the stipulations for their match at Revolution. So, I'm ready to watch AEW. So, I'm about to hop off here. So,
hey, what is that on? Don't they stream it too?
Yeah.
On HBO?
HBO Max.
Bet. I'm about to put it on.
Yeah, I'm about to see if Mina on.
I'm about to see if Tekla running game again, because she's hot.
AEW cooking right now while we talking about WWE. Yep. They better step that game up. AEW cooking right now. So.
Yep. So. Hey. Awkward silence.
I think Drew froze, low-key. Did he freeze?
Yeah, he froze.
Yeah, he did. All right, y'all. I'll go ahead and sign us off. Appreciate everybody watching. We'll be back next week. We'll be on Body Slam's channels as well, since we are joining Body Slam's network. We're going to try to bring on a couple guys from the show that's happening here in Fort Wayne at the Midwest Wrestling Combat Indie Wrestling Show. We'll bring a couple of wrestlers on, the promoters, and promote that show. And we have a big wrestling expo coming up later on in March as well that we'll be promoting. So tons of stuff coming up. Follow us everywhere, WrestleHolics.
Always Instagram, like, subscribe, and follow
everywhere. WrestleHolics Pod on X, WrestleHolics Pod on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. We do shorts and everything. So, tons of stuff coming out. This has been the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm DC Hendrix
and Manny T,
and that was Drew. And we will get with y'all next time.
Peace.